Welcome to another episode of Profit. I'm Cindy Broad. Today I'm joined by Jeff Wilson, who is president and CEO of Precipitate Gold. And Precipitate Gold trades under the symbol PRG on the Toronto Venture Exchange. Thanks so much for braving the weather and joining me today, Jeff, in our downtown Vancouver office. Nice to see you.
Thanks. It's my pleasure.
Excellent. So, Jeff, normally we sort of start the show off and get everybody loosened up a little bit with a rapid-fire question session. Our investors like to sort of get to know our CEOs a little bit better. So sure. Do you feel like you might be game for that?
I'm up for it. Let's
Excellent.
Do it.
Okay, yeah. Let's see what we got here. All righty. So what did you do before you were a CEO?
I did investor relations in the mining business, so not particularly far removed from what I'm doing today. I've spent about 20 years in the business.
Okay, so you've been around for quite a while in capital
yep.
markets.
Yes,
excellent. What's the best piece of advice that you've ever received?
I think the best piece of advice I received from a former colleague was every now and then to sort of step away and look out the window and give yourself an opportunity to think about what's down the road ahead of you rather than just focusing solely on the tasks in front of you and just checking boxes. Sometimes to see the bigger picture,
right,
you need to sort of step away. So that was a good piece of advice. He said, you know, every now and then just turn around and stand up and look out your window for a little while and some things will come to you. You'll get some clarity.
Excellent. Oh, that is very good advice. Something we should probably schedule in throughout our work days,
right?
When we're so busy.
Yeah.
Sports team of choice.
I'm a big Canucks fan.
So oh, excellent. Sure. Yes, of course. Best book you've recently read?
I'm actually reading a biography, autobiography right now on Bruce Springsteen. So that's pretty,
that's
interesting
neat.
Book. Yeah.
Any little tidbits of information that we might not know about the boss?
Nothing in particular, just a really interesting sort of insight into his upbringing and how he grew up and the tough road it was to make it to success, for sure.
Right, which it is surprising what a struggle it is. It looks so easy, but everyone's definitely got quite the journey.
Lots of trials and tribulations,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Okay. Any podcast in particular that you have downloaded that you listen to?
No, I'm not a particularly big podcast listener, but no, I know that there's a lot of recent hockey stuff that's been on a lot. The Chicklets, I think they're called something the Chicklets, but no, I don't really listen to a lot of podcasts.
Okay, well, we'll have to find you perhaps this one.
Yeah, perhaps.
There we go. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Milk chocolate.
Okay. If you weren't in the capital markets, what would you be doing?
Wow, that's a tough one. What would I be doing or what would I like to be doing
what
might
would
be
you
two
like
different
to be
questions.
Doing?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, maybe something a little bit more sort of on the non-profit, not-for-profit. I do a little bit of that on the side. So, yeah, it might be rewarding to sort of spend some time giving back.
Nice. I always find that capital markets, people that are in the capital markets, that's a tough question for because it's really in your blood.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, yeah.
It takes a certain type. And
yeah,
it's
and
really
I've been doing it for
blood,
so long that I don't know. Yeah, it would be a real sort of recalibration to figure out what else I could possibly
for
do.
For sure.
Yeah.
If your house was on fire, touch wood, of course, mm-hmm. What are two things that you would run back to get?
Wow, these are tough questions.
Well, you know.
Things we don't typically think about. I guess I would put my daughter into the probably the primary.
That would be a good choice, yes.
And maybe a bunch of old record collections that I have.
Oh,
yeah.
You're a record guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I was just saying that my daughters have the old Fisher-Price record player.
Oh, yeah.
And then my older one just got upgraded to one that comes, it's like a retro one that comes in a suitcase. So they've been
right
starting to collect records and stuff, too.
That's
so
great.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, okay, good.
Do you have any pets?
The family, we have a cat, yeah.
Okay, cat's name?
The cat's name is Oreo.
Well, thanks for partaking in our game of rapid fire. Always appreciate it. And it does give the investors a little bit of insight and getting to know their CEOs a little bit better.
Sure.
So thanks for that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so moving on to talk a little bit about Precipitate. You guys have property in the Dominican Republic, the Yukon, and British Columbia, correct?
We're primarily in the Dominican Republic now.
Okay, and you've had quite a bit of development there. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the jurisdiction of the Dominican and how it's related to mining and mineral exploration?
Yeah, sure. So the Dominican Republic is, you know, definitely a little bit off the beaten track, if you will, or beaten path with respect to sort of the junior mining sector here. There's not a lot of competition. There's not a lot of other companies there. What's interesting about it for us is that it is very well endowed with respect to mineral resources. There's a lot of natural resources in the country. And that's evidenced by the fact that one of the largest gold mining operations in the world is there, and that's run by a joint partnership with Barrick and Newmont on a project called the Pueblo Viejo mine. And the Pueblo Viejo is probably the fifth largest mining operation in the world. There's about 20 million ounces of gold there.
Yep.
So there's a lot of mineral history, but up until about 10 or 15 years ago, very small country, and the country had been essentially blanket staked by a number of majors, and so there wasn't really a lot of exploration going on. There were a few operations, and they were quite profitable, but nobody really looking for something new.
Okay.
The government changed the mining law, like I say, maybe about 10 or 12 years ago, and that limited companies to a certain amount of land for exploration, and so that freed up a bunch of ground for junior exploration companies to come in and start to explore. And in 2012, a company called GoldQuest Mining made a fairly major discovery, and with a single drill hole, their share price went from 6 cents to $2 almost overnight.
Wow.
And the Dominican Republic was sort of on the map. And we were able to pick up key ground in the country at that time, one of the first movers, if you will. And we've been really focused in the Dominican Republic since that time. So the mining laws, the taxation, sort of the political environment are all quite favorable as far as we're concerned. And that combined with, you know, a great deal of exploration potential in underexplored areas provided an opportunity for us.
Excellent. So can you talk a little bit about your two key projects in the Dominican? Just sort of expand on what's coming up on the horizon for those. I know you've put out a press release recently, so you are drilling and you have expecting results?
Or? We're getting towards drilling here in the next few weeks.
Okay.
So our two key assets in the Dominican Republic, the first entree into the country in 2012 was a project called Juan de Herrera.
Okay.
And that is ground that is in a relatively new emerging gold belt in the Dominican Republic, sort of over on the west side. And that was ground immediately adjacent to that discovery that I talked about by GoldQuest. So we were able to situate ourselves right up against their claim boundary over a strike of about 40 kilometers. Very prospective ground, same sort of geology. And we had been exploring there for the better part of about 5 or 6 years. A number of different drill campaigns, sort of varying degrees of discovery success and identifying new targets. And then GoldQuest Romero project sort of got stalled as kind of our sort of leader, if you will, in that region while they were awaiting some exploitation permits from the Dominican government.
Okay.
And so while that was kind of on hold, we were electing not to spend a lot of money on that project at that time until there was some clarity with permitting for our neighbors. So it was about 18 months ago that we identified an opportunity to pick up a new project in another part of the country. Again, in a very active district, and that's when we picked up what's called our Pueblo Grande project, which is situated essentially surrounding Barrick's Pueblo Viejo, which, as I said earlier, is one of the biggest mines in the world. So we picked up a large land package.
How big is that property?
It's about 12,000 hectares.
Okay.
So it's a fairly sizable amount of ground that is up against Barrick's claim boundary on three sides. There had been some prior work by prior operators, but a number of what we believe are, you know, highly prospective targets that have never really been properly tested. And we think great potential for discovery in a known, you know, heavily mineralized zone.
How quickly can you get permitting and stuff in Dominican? Are they pretty quick to respond? Or?
They are, yeah. With respect to exploration work, you know, we've looked at turnaround times of 3 to 6 months for drill permits.
Okay.
So I think that, you know, comparatively speaking, just about any other jurisdiction, that's pretty quick.
Right.
And so from the exploration standpoint, it's actually quite streamlined. As you get into permitting process for exploitation or for mining, obviously there's a little bit more bureaucracy involved in mm-hmm. that. And what I would say for our friends at GoldQuest next door and that project on the other side of the country, that's in an area where there really presently is not any known mining operations underway. And
okay.
so it's a little bit more sensitive, like a major project in any part of the world,
yeah.
whether you're talking about a pipeline in Canada or a mining operation in the Dominican Republic, you know, there are environmental concerns and people need to sort of feel comfortable that these things are going to be favorable. So, but in terms of going in and picking up ground and doing early stage exploration and drilling, it's quite streamlined.
Will you be looking to pick up any other locations or projects in that area?
Yeah, I mean, we're always sort of looking for ground that would be prospective. I think for us as a small junior, you always have to be mindful of, being able to be effective with the ground you have.
For sure.
So making sure that it's ground that we can actually do something meaningful with and that we have the budgets for. So right now, I think we feel fairly comfortable. We've got our hands full with active projects pending on our Pueblo Grande next to Barrick. That'll include a drill program coming up in the next few weeks. And sort of as a, sort of almost a fallback to that or a value add to that, our ground next to Gold Quest in the other part of the country. So we think we're well positioned now.
Excellent. So I guess the benefit to that is too, is that the drilling season is year round.
Correct. Yeah.
Which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a little bit of a rain season when you get into sort of what would be, hurricane season at that time of year, the rains come through.
When is that exactly?
It's usually around late October into November.
Oh, okay.
So that's behind us now in terms of seasonality. And that really is pretty limited to the coastal regions,
right,
and is pretty short-lived. But other than that, it's nice to be in a country and a jurisdiction where you can work year-round.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the management and the expertise that you have at Precipitate. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I mean, with respect to the guys who are managing the company, which is myself and my vice president of exploration, Michael Moore, we've been focused almost solely in the Dominican Republic now for just about 8 years. So certainly very well acquainted with the culture, with the geology, with the politics and mining, the ministry, that sort of thing. So we've got the right team on the ground and with respect to the hands-on work running the company. From a board level, I think we're very fortunate to have a really strong technical team on our board.
Okay.
So Quentin Henning is a name that I think a lot of people might know. Quentin is probably best known right now for his work with Novo Resources in Australia,
right.
That sort of went from 60 cents to $9 a couple of years ago.
Yep.
So Quentin's been a very helpful technical expertise for us with respect to exploration. Adrian Fleming's our chairman. Adrian was involved with Underworld that was bought by Kinross a few years ago, and Northern Empire, which was bought by Coeur. So certainly a penchant within our board for identifying new discoveries, making new discoveries, and having those discoveries become attractive to mid-tier major companies.
Excellent.
And one of the other key components is one of our directors called by the name of Alistair Waddell. And Alistair spent about 10 years exploring in the Dominican Republic. In fact, was a former CEO of Gold Quest, the company that I mentioned earlier that had the big success in 2012. So he's a geologist. All these gentlemen I'm mentioning are geologists, and spent a lot of time in country, so is very well acquainted with the geology. And actually, Alistair was a key component in identifying the Pueblo Grande project as an acquisition about a year and a half ago. As a prospect, he had looked at many times, sort of tried to acquire from previous owners and was unable to sort of shake it free, and really pounded the table with me to try to go after that. And I'm glad we did. And he had a very clear sort of vision in terms of where the exploration potential that had been untapped existed there. So that's another key part of our team. And then on the in-country side of things, we've got the former president and executive director of Barrick's Pueblo Viejo mining operation.
Okay.
So he is he's a Dominican national. Very well connected within the business and the political communities in the DR. And he's an advisor to the company and provides us obviously great insight with respect sort of the community and the jurisdictional connections.
Excellent. So very strong team. Mm-hmm. How long have you been with Precipitate?
I've been with Precipitate since 2012.
Okay, great. Oh, yeah, excellent management team. Can you? 2019 was a pretty exciting year for Precipitate. Can you talk about 2019 sort of in review, and then give us what your outlook is for Q1 in 2020 and beyond?
Sure. Yeah, 2019 was an interesting year in that it was really sort of a series of hurdles, I guess, that we sort of overcame with respect to sort of putting this this acquisition together and then advancing the project to a point where we're at now, which is the commencement of drilling. So I think we're sort of being rewarded with that now in our share price. The volume has picked up, the share price has picked up, and I think that's a reflection of the work that we've done over the course of the last 12 or 18 months.
Yeah.
And that really started with the acquisition I guess now officially closed that in January of 2018.
Okay.
And then on the back of that, you know, because of the location of the project, there was a fair bit of immediate excitement and interest in this target because it's next to one of the biggest mines in the world.
Yeah.
And so we were being, not pressured, but you know, there was a lot of anticipation about when are you going to drill this thing? When are you going to drill this? It's exciting. Sure. It's great. You know, let's get the drills turning. And we recognized that in order to really give ourselves the best shot, that we had to do, you know, the necessary work and the science to really understand, you know, what had been done before on this project, and perhaps more importantly, what hadn't been done before on this project, and where there were opportunities that had been missed. So we did an extensive amount of groundwork through sort of the spring and summer. That included geophysics, geochemistry, soil sampling, a dense soil sampling campaign, and mapping. And we decided this go around that, you know, we had a reasonable treasury at the time, and so we decided that we were going to, you know, sort of bite the bullet and deploy the capital with the best people that we could possibly engage for each of these specific surveys or campaigns. And so we brought in high level people for mapping. Got a very clear understanding of sort of the geology that had sort of been missed in the past. The geophysics, again, we used deeper penetrating 3D inversion of the geophysics, which gave us a better idea of some targets at depth that had been missed before. And sort of put those pieces together through the summer and into the fall, and then set out to initiate the drill permitting process. And again, as I mentioned before, that was relatively streamlined, and so we received that sort of late fall. And with each of these steps along the way, we were sort of being, I guess, rewarded, for lack of a better word, with respect to the share price.
Excellent, yeah.
We were hitting our benchmarks. And then, you know, in early November, we closed on a financing that was put together specifically with all of the ducks in a row. We were able to go out and raise that money specifically for drilling, so that this wasn't for, you know, G&A or for
paying debt. And that was $1.3?
We raised $1.3 million dollars in an equity financing that closed in early November.
Right. Yeah. Great. Good. So you're well cashed up and ready to roll then for 2020, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So near-term catalysts, your primary target drilling is expected to commence in the next coming weeks. Are you guys attending PDAC and should have some updates moving forward for that, which is great.
Okay. Yeah, PDAC will probably be an important time for us. So we're hoping, you know, obviously these things sometimes take a little bit longer than you think.
Sure.
And the devil's in the details with getting all these things going. But the drill campaign should commence in the coming weeks, whether that's 2 weeks or 4 weeks, I'm not particularly sure, but we've got everything sort of ready to go, and it's just a matter of getting the drills on the ground and turning. The drill campaign will probably run for somewhere between 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
And then again, you know, assays somewhere in the ballpark of, you know, 4 to 6 weeks from there. So the next, you know, 2 or 3 months for us should be really key time with, you know,
great.
Commencement of drilling and then assay results pending. And that, you know, those assay results will really sort of dictate what the remainder of the year looks like for us.
Excellent. Okay, well, that's great. There's lots for shareholders to sort of follow along and potential investors to follow along as you move through your drill program and start to share your results, which is very exciting. Mm-hmm. Any takeaway that you'd like investors to just keep in mind about Precipitate?
No, I think we've covered most of it.
Excellent.
And at the end of the day, we're just at a key sort of point here where the drills will start turning. You know, this is really the exciting time that we've been building for the last 18 months.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in and joining me today. Again, I was with Jeff Wilson, and Jeff is the president and CEO of Precipitate Gold. Precipitate Gold trades under the symbol PRG on the Venture Exchange. Thanks so much, Jeff, for coming in. It was great to learn a little bit more about the company.
Great. My pleasure. Thank you.
Don't forget to like our videos and follow us at Stockhouse on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You'll get updates on all your favorite public companies in North America and every sector of the capital markets. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our investor community on message boards, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, be sure to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities available only on stockhouse.com.